the University of Nebraska won its first football game in almost a year Saturday. Just 8 days shy, to be precise, of a calendar year, the Cornhuskers beat Minnesota 53-28 at home, amassing an impressive 664 yards in total offense against the Gophers. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? Welcome to Sports and Commentary. Delighted you're here. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for more information or to give to support the show at WWIB.com. Huskers senior linebacker and team captain Luke Gifford is on the show with me today from his hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska. So, Luke, how does it feel after a month and a half of the 2018 season to finally get that first victory?
Yeah, you know, it's been a tough year, especially because, you know, the seniors, we wanted to go out and have a good season to finish off our career. We've had kind of an up-and-down career in Nebraska, just a lot of coaching changes and different things that have gone on that don't happen, you know, very often. So this year has been tough. It's been hard to stay positive, but we've done a great job of it, I think. And every week we've gotten better. And so to finally get a win and do it at home in front of our home crowd was pretty special. So I'm really happy for Coach Frost. I'm glad I could be a part of his first win, and there's a lot more to come for him.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. So you've had three head coaches in your U of N tenure. What has that journey been like for you?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's been really tough and different. You know, not a lot of people go through that. It's been hard. I've gone through position changes and new position coaches and gaining weight, losing weight, all that stuff, you know. So new schemes, new coaching styles. So it's been hard, but, you know, I really wouldn't have it any other way. I've learned so much over the last 4 or 5 years and learned from different people and met a lot of good people throughout those years. So it's been a positive, honestly. It's unique. It's a unique situation, but I definitely wouldn't change it.
Yeah, well, Saturday there must have been just a collective whew, by your team getting that first victory. You guys had a comfortable lead over the Gophers, but then they climbed back. They closed within a score before your offensive guys put it together. Kind of give us a recap of that win.
Yeah, you know, we played really well in the first half. We were pretty confident coming out of halftime, and they made a couple big plays. We knew they would. You know, it's our coach Shenander, our defensive coordinator, talks about it being like a boxing match. You know, you're going to land a couple haymakers, and so is the other guy. It's just how you respond to it. So I thought we responded really well. And, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago now, playing Northwestern, there were some things I didn't think we responded as well to.
Yeah, and your guys, like you said, have been close a couple of weeks ago at NU, went into overtime, looked like you were going to win the game. You put up a fight at Wisconsin. Do you feel sometimes like this team is snake bit, like just running into bad luck?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it does kind of creep into your mind. But the thing is, we could tell how close we were, and some of the things that were happening were things that we could fix, you know, and I think we started to fix those. And when we knew that we were on the right path, I think everybody's confidence kind of came back. First couple of weeks were hard because we expected this season to go a lot differently, you know. So I think guys kind of lost some confidence, and it's hard not to after starting like that. So we started to build it back up with a couple strong performances. You know, we played well, didn't come away with wins, but we started to get some confidence back. And then, you know, this week we finally capped one off.
Yeah, well, like I said at the top, your offensive group put up more than 600 yards against the Gophers. But this has been a pretty remarkably productive offense for an 0-6 team. Were those stats that they were putting up, was that kind of a point of frustration that you'd have all this total offense and still lose games?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been frustrating for those guys because they've done a really good job, you know, and yardage-wise, they've been putting up huge numbers. So it's just kind of translating that to points And they have a few games, you know, it's been up to the defense to make stops and make some plays, and we just haven't gotten it done. So it is frustrating because those guys have been playing really well, and especially the last couple weeks. But again, that's part of why we got our confidence back, is because those guys have been playing so well, and we know that when we get everything clicking and going at the same time, it can be a machine, you know. So I think that's kind of what we saw in the first half against Minnesota. And then obviously the second half, Minnesota made some good plays, but we were able to kind of shut that down and keep playing hard and got it done.
Well, no team plans to go 0-6. So tell me about the goals. Have they changed for this team since the start of training camp here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as a senior, we wanted a chance at a Big Ten championship, obviously, and then, you know, take wherever that takes us. And doesn't look like that's going to happen. But, you know, I think the senior class is really invested in the overall well-being of the program and where this thing is heading. And, you know, we've talked about it as a group and as captains that the most important thing that we get out of this year is that we set the foundation for the program and the direction it's going, you know. We can be the ones that kind of set the tone for Coach Frost's rebuild and the job that he does here at Nebraska. I know it's going in the right direction, and there's going to be tons of games won. So for us, it's about setting the culture and getting the level of accountability that needs to be had around there so that those games can be won here in the next couple of years.
All right, 6'4", 245-pound senior linebacker, team captain Luke Gifford of the Nebraska Cornhuskers football team. Let's get together again next time, Luke, and talk about the culture change for Huskers football there with Scott Frost coming in. And we also want to talk about your personal faith a little bit and have you share how Jesus has transformed your life. So thanks for being here today. We'll talk soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.